All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm just posting this comment real quick.
What are you posting?
I'm just gonna, on that.
Oh, a comment on the video?
Yeah. My brother wrote a long one, so I missed. But
Is he in Sweden?
Yep.
Yeah.
Gothenburg, Sweden. Nice. His friend says they do a bunch of Wing Chun. I said, throw away the chairs, people. He wrote a long thing here, a good thing.
Beautiful.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
You're listening to Integrity Radio. I am your host, Z, and I am with my co-host,
Johan. Hello, everyone.
And we just got done training.
Yeah.
Of course, that's nothing special. We train every night,
every
bro.
Every day.
So
hangouts is that's a really cool way of getting together.
Yeah, we're using the new Meets, which used to be free. Then they took away that functionality and it became a special thing as part of their G Suites. Now they've just recently, I think, over the past week or so, maybe longer, I don't know, but as far as I know, over the past week, have released the functionality of being able to, you know, have record meets. I think,
You've been doing that for a while, though.
When the functionality was there, but then they took the functionality away. That was really devastating. And I was very upset that they did that. But,
Now it's back.
Now it's back, so just jump back on board.
It's the brand.
And I think they've only kind of released it to the general public due to the COVID thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how people that work from home now, they get together with the coworkers.
Yeah. And I think all the social medias, I think, are jumping on board that video conferencing capabilities of some sort.
Yeah, I'm not on that, but I can see. Cool.
Now, you say you're not on that.
Social media. You like the Facebook.
Not consciously active on it.
Right. We did talk about that.
That's the way we got to phrase that one, because there ain't nobody that escapes the hand of the social medias, that being Facebook and Google. All right, Facebook and Google, and you're pretty deep in Google right now.
I am.
I think it should be said that here's how you should probably say it. You should probably say, I'm sorry, I only use social media responsibly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, feels good.
Right. Yeah. I'm just a responsible social media user.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. And I'll keep being one.
Hell yeah. Hey to the yay yow.
Yeah.
I've been here in Denver with you now. We're talking about that for 2 weeks? Has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah, 12 days, yeah, on Monday.
12 days.
You've been here for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Seven, 14, so not quite 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, it's been great. I look forward to seeing more of Denver because we've been so focused on doing the Wing Chun.
Right.
That eventually, once we're all right and tight here, we're going to go and do sessions out in the foothills or in the scenic areas of Denver.
Absolutely.
That's going to be really fun. And now we have this new plan that... I think we both just got excited about it at the same time or something, but of acquiring electric scooters.
Yes.
Little electric scooters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to get around.
I tried one for the first time. You know, I've ridden them before some years back, and I love them. But the batteries weren't very good and they would break very easily. So they're very expensive, and owning them a good one wasn't really in the cards. You've always had those loud kind of razor ones. I remember.
Yeah.
They still have those. They're like pretty cheap. They're like $200. Yeah. $200-$300 those things. I'm sure they're fun too, but I got spoiled with the real thin, slimline one.
Quiet.
Real portable. You could carry it and stuff. So now they're kind of, yeah. So anyway, I tried one of those not so long ago, and boy, was that fun. That was nice. That was good fun right there.
You know, especially as a Wing Chun man. You have to stand up, use your Kim Yaman. No, we're going to have a lot of fun in those.
Yeah,
get around.
Do my kung fu stances.
Yeah, get us to the park, teach.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
And the foothills, as you said.
Yeah.
I'm going to find some good, fantastic spots, beautiful spots here in Denver. And now, the surrounding.
Do you think there's a lot of parks that are going to be nearby within that radius that we're talking about?
Yeah, we got a couple. We have Washington Park. It's a bigger park. That could definitely work for us. So
yeah,
take us there. It's within a couple of miles from here. And Cheeseman Park, that's really where I want to get, because there's a beautiful structure there where we can teach, and we have a view of some of the mountain chain and downtown as well. It's a really nice
area. So that's all within the scooter range?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Be nice. Sort of some back streets, and then a little bit along the river, kind of. We don't have to cross many traffic streets and stuff. So it's a nice little route to get there.
I wonder how many little scooter gangs there are.
Well, we're about to find out. And where to charge them, and you know, give each other like tips. And now there are plenty of them. You all see people renting, but there are definitely people that use them as their transportation. And
yeah, I think the
snow is getting warmer, and
yeah. And I think scooters are going to be certainly in areas like this where you have kind of relatively flat land that that they can travel on. The whole social distancing, no better way to social distance than with a scooter. Man. Nobody wants to hang out with you driving.
No, you're safe.
No, they're just too cool. I mean, you know, they're just very cool. Like I said, while I was driving around, I almost got in accidents because people were waving at me. Yeah. And I wanted to wave back, and, you know, just for the record, you can't drive a scooter with one hand efficiently. Those things are
stable. They're not waving at you because they're cool. They're waving. Yeah,
they just want to see you. They want to see you crash. That's cruel. They go, there's an idiot driving around without a helmet on.
Yeah.
Just wave at him.
Not cool.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Denver, you are cruel. Cruel. All in the guise of being friendly old South Park kind of folk. Mm-hmm. So, little transformation that we've been working on, feels good, man. It feels good to go to sleep, wake up, feels good to eat.
Oh, man.
Feels good.
It's good to work.
Yeah.
It's good.
You've done a good job following through on the game plan, man.
Well, we're just getting started here.
This
feels great. We're at a great point where it feels really fun moving forward. Lots of hard work, but fun. It's not work. It's fun just doing.
We certainly have the advantage of the you know, the sort of self, not the quarantine, but the lockdown or whatever the heck they're calling it.
Oh.
Right? What do they call it? The lockdown?
Yeah. Sorry for laughing, but yeah.
Well,
so this is so perfect.
Well, yeah, because, you know, when you feel like, man, we should get out more, we need to do more, you know, it's actually exactly what you shouldn't be doing. There's, you know, apparently, you shouldn't be going out and doing anything. Yeah.
Really, you know? Take advantage of this time.
Well, you got anything you want to say to our listeners before we go into our next segment?
Well, just look up cfasc.com and please join Patreon. Come train with us.
Hold on, hold on. With that Swedish accent, I didn't quite get that. Was that go to cfuz.com?
cfuz.com. Yes.
Hey, at least you didn't go cfuz.
Oh. Yeah, that's a hard one for me, the C's. The Z. Yeah, cfuz.com.
Yeah, and that's where they can find the kung fu, right?
Yes.
That's where you get your online kung fu. You train anywhere, anytime, any place. And for any amount.
Lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah, for the price of free on up, you can train in kung fu, right?
Yeah, start with your kimyima, and wow, that is so perfect for this lockdown. If you work from home on your computer, just stand up and work in your kimyima, and start training with us.
Yeah, it would be good to have you.
He's getting something going here.
If you want to just listen to the music here on Integrity Radio, which, by the way, is all recorded, and made by yours truly, you can go to cfuzmusic.wordpress.com. That's cfuzmusic.wordpress.com. And there's a lot, not all of my music, but a whole bunch of my music, much of like what you hear here on Integrity Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.